Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
To become a legendary coach, you have to have your team in the position to play in some very important games. Don Shula, the great coach, did this not with just one team, but had two different franchises in the Super Bowl and an NFL championship game. And we take a look at these and more big games that Don Shula coached in right after this.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com. Welcome once again to the Pigpen, your portal to positive football history. And as we sit back today and peer through that portal of positive football history, there's a great legend of the game that we really need to discuss in some big games that he played. Don Shula. He's one of the most iconic coaching legends of all time. And the man simply knew how to collect talented players and staff, coaching staff that is, and then could formulate schemes and strategies to put all of them into the best position to win football games. And let's start our discussion of the big games of Shula with the November 14th, 1993 game of the Dolphins against the Philadelphia Eagles. Don Shula, then with the Miami Dolphins, earned his 325th win in his 31st year as a head coach. In doing so, he passed George Halas, who had won 324 games in 40 years as the Chicago Bears head coach. Shula ended his coaching career with 328 W's. Now think about that for a second. According to the guidingmetrics.com, they say, quote, the average tenure for an NFL coach is approximately 3.2 years. Now Shula had 31 years. Now that's almost 10 times the amount of the average coach that's coaching. And I believe right now there's only maybe three or four coaches in the NFL that have more than 10 years on the job as a head coach. Now to put that in context, the two winningest active coaches right now are Bill Belichick, who's won 321 games, and Andy Reid with 233 victories at the end of the 2021 season. They are respectively 7 and 95 regular season wins behind what Don Shula did in his career. Now, Coach Belichick should catch Shula very soon, but let's focus on the big games that the Colts and Dolphins head man was involved in over his great career. Now, among all of those great victories, Shula was on the wrong side of one of the greatest upsets in league history, as his heavily favored Colts were upset by the Jets in Super Bowl III. And he had some really memorable games to get to that Super Bowl III. First game that we want to talk about, let's talk about the game that got them into Super Bowl III. The December 29th, 1968 NFL Championship game in Cleveland, Ohio. The Browns were the team that Shula and the Colts had to contend with many times in his 7 years in Baltimore. But Baltimore was pretty good in 1968, having a regular season record of 13-1 and a margin of victory of 18 points per game. The Colts only lost that season? Well, that was to the Browns in week number 6. However, Baltimore got revenge in the NFL Championship game with a 34-0 blanking beatdown of Cleveland, earning them the right to play in Super Bowl III against those New York Jets and that famous promise by Joe Namath. And, of course, a Jets victory in that. Now, if you go back a few years, in just Shula's second season with the Baltimore Colts, he led them to a 12-2 record in 1964. Baltimore clinched the Western Conference with a 24-7 victory over the Los Angeles Rams. And it has to be remembered that at the time, there was only one playoff game and then two conference champions playing for the NFL title. The Colts would be knocked off by the Cleveland Browns 24-0 in that NFL championship game, but they were an up-and-coming team with a new, bright, brilliant head coach in Don Shula. We move up, fast forward a little bit, and he left Baltimore, of course, to go to the Miami Dolphins. And he aided a quick return around in South Florida, too. A game on January 2nd, 1972 at the Orange Bowl had the Dolphins defeat Shula's former team, the Colts, 21-0 to punch their ticket to play in Super Bowl number 6. It was a big victory because, remember, just a few seasons earlier, the Miami Dolphins had gone 3-10-1 in 1969. And when Shula took over as a head coach in 1970, well, they went a big turnaround to a record of 10-4. He turned the team around and put them in the Super Bowl in just his second season, but the Dolphins lost to the Dallas Cowboys 24-3 in Super Bowl VI. Now, Super Bowl VII, that next year, was a Miami 14-7 triumph over Washington on January 14, 1973. And this was the game that would end the famous 1972 undefeated season of the Miami Dolphins and garner them the gridiron immortality as they survived the late heroics of Washington in a 14-7 final score over the Redskins. Now, third year in a row, Super Bowl VIII. The Dolphins were in the Super Bowl. That's the first time in the Super Bowl era where a team made it three consecutive years into the Super Bowl. It's only been matched once since then, and that was with the Buffalo Bills during the 1990s under Marv Levy. Super Bowl VIII was played on January 13th, 1974 at the Houston Astrodome, and it was pretty memorable, not just for the Astrodome, but it was Miami coasted to a 24-7 victory as Larry Zonka ran for 145 yards, and the Dolphins' no-name defense held the Minnesota Vikings' very potent offense to a mere 238 yards. The win marked Miami's second straight Super Bowl victory there in the 1970s, and like we said, third straight Super Bowl appearance. In 1983, he took a team that had a second-year quarterback in Dan Marino and led them to Super Bowl number 19 against the San Francisco 49ers, coached by Bill Walsh, and they had Joe Montana in his prime as a signal caller of the Niners. Well, the 49ers won that game 38-16, but another big game Don Shula coached in, another Super Bowl that he was in. Now, preserving the prominence of the 72 team, the Miami Dolphins knocked off the Bears on December 2nd, 1985 in Miami. Those 1985 Chicago Bears were a very good football team with a staunch defense and Walter Payton hauling the rock. Now, they could have gone undefeated too on their Super Bowl run had it not been for the Dolphins. The Bears entered the Orange Bowl Stadium for a Monday Night Football showdown, having blanketed the Dallas Cowboys 44-0, and then the next week after that, the Atlanta Falcons 36-0 in the previous 2 weeks. Yeah, the Bears were on a mission. It looked like nobody could stop them. And then with the Dolphins being supported by some former members and veterans of the 1972 undefeated Dolphins team on the sidelines, those legends motivated the 1985 Dolphins team to come out of nowhere in a 38-24 upset of Chicago, giving them their only loss of that entire season, as the Chicago Bears would go on and roll through the playoffs, crushing everybody, and then end up winning the Super Bowl that year. Now, in his record-setting career, Don Shula's teams had a regular season wins with over nine Hall of Fame coaches, including Halas, Vince Lombardi, Tom Landry, Chuck Knoll, and Bill Walsh. And Shula's teams were 40-21 against those nine coaches during his brilliant career with two different franchises, the Baltimore Colts and the Miami Dolphins, who both played in some championships for the NFL title and a right to hold that title, whether it be the Lombardi or the NFL championship trophy earlier, prior to the Super Bowl. Don Shula was there for part of both of those great sessions in NFL history, and then of course went through the merger, got to see both sides of that too, as he was with the NFL team Baltimore Colts, and then the Colts moved over into the AFC, and of course I'm jumping ship and going with the Miami Dolphins, who were an AFL team and belonged in the AFC. So just some tremendous things to look at and some great games that the legendary coach Don Shula had endured and had been a part of and guided his teams, and what, so many great Hall of Fame players You think of Zonka and Mercury Morris and Bob Greasy, Dan Marino, and all these outstanding athletes, Johnny Unitas, Earl Morrall, just some great players that helped to take Coach Shula's methods and schemes and take teams to championship titles runs. So we hope you enjoyed this little bit of history. We hope you'll join us each and every day here on PigskinDispatch.com, where we talk about football history each and every day. And if you want to become a member of our newsletter, get that news, you know what we're going to be talking about each day, just sign up. There's some show in our show notes. We have an email subscription tab there, or you can go on our website, PigskinDispatch.com or JerseyDispatch.com, and click on the email subscription. And that's free. It only takes about 2 seconds to do, and you will get email 6:30 a.m. each and every day in your email inbox and know what's going on in sports history that we're going to be discussing it today on Pigskin Dispatch, Jersey Dispatch, and what's going on new with Orville Mulligan and on the Sports History Network. So till tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day.
Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast.
We invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. PigskinDispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. A special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, football fans. This is Ross, the host of the Pigskin Tales podcast. I just need a few moments of your time to talk about the host of the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, Darren Hayes. He's expanded the Pigpen to search out information on the history of all team sports. It's a quest to find out about the competitors, teams, and places chronicled throughout athletic history through the uniforms and gear the participants used and wore. And he is taking you, the listener, with him on this educational journey to preserve sports history on the Sports Jersey Dispatch, found here on the Sports History Network. His newest podcast, called Jersey Dispatch, is all based on the jerseys that all the greats used to wear. You can find Darren Hayes and the Pigskin Dispatch podcast, as well as Jersey Dispatch, on your favorite podcast provider multiple times each week. So remember that Darren Hayes, the host of the Pigskin Dispatch and Jersey Dispatch podcasts, is found right here on the Sports History Network.